Next, I perceive the building to represent actions. Some argue that it also refers to teachers and students and corrupt heresies. But this argument does not hold. For if it were so, how, when the work is destroyed, can the builder be saved, even if it's through fire? Logically, the creator should be the one to perish. But it seems that the heavier penalty is assigned to the one who has integrated into the work. For if the teacher was the cause of the wickedness, he deserves harsher punishment. So how then can he be saved? Conversely, if the teacher was not the cause and the students became wicked due to their own stubbornness, then he merits no punishment or even loss, he who has built so well. So then how does it make sense to say he shall suffer loss?